ran for the governorship in 1966 and lost. It was the first real defeat in my life. Everything else, I'd been successful. Whenever I wanted something in the Navy, I got it because I was an outstanding officer. I worked hard and so did my work. And then that was a very serious blow to me. I was very distressed. And my sister, whose name was Ruth Stapleton, was a famous evangelist. She wrote 4 or 5 books, and she would give lectures to 50,000 people at the time. And she and I had a long walk in the woods on my farm. And she said, "Jimmy, quite often when you have a blow to your pride and a horrible defeat, you can either give up or you can look at on it as a way that God opens to you to do different and even better things." And I said, "Ruth, I've been defeated for governor in Georgia. My political career is over. I don't have any future." But it proved to be wrong. And then, of course, I was defeated in 1980 again for re-election after reaching the highest levels of political achievement in the world. And then I thought, you know, we were in desperate straits then. I found out that I was in debt. I had put all my resources, financial resources, in a private trust. And I didn't let them communicate with me. After I was defeated for re-election, I found out that instead of being a very fairly wealthy person, I was $1 million in debt. And I thought I was going to have to sell all my farms and everything in order to pay off my debts. But I've managed to pay them off now. And we have as exciting and challenging and vigorous and adventurous and gratifying a life here at the Carter Center as I ever had before in my life.